My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Morning, Tone.
Hey, Kenny, what's up?
Tough talking Tone.
Oh, you know it, Kenny. Is that true? There's football tonight?
Oh, do we do the big media? Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here it is.
We have made it to football.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here.
The drought is over.
The countdown has finished. We are here. You gonna watch tonight? You should listen tonight on 92.3 The Fan.
Of course. Who's playing?
It is the Texans and the Chicago Bears.
Ooh.
What do you mean, ooh? We honor Andre Johnson from the Houston Texans. We honor Steve Mongo McMichael. And why am I drawing a blank? Who's the other Chicago Bear, for the love of God? Somebody else help me.
Mike Ditka.
No. Devin Hester. Thank you. Oh.
So,
I mean, yeah, Mike Ditka was a Chicago Bear, but you're going
to... We were in this game last year.
I think a Saints Ditka.
And I had already forgotten that...
There's a host in town who thinks a Saints Ditka. Go ahead.
I had already forgotten that, yeah, Joe Thomas was in last year, so that's why we were in the Hall of Fame game last year.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anything from the Hall of Fame game last year.
Oh, what you happened? Don't?
No.
I remember Dorian Thompson-Robinson played exceedingly well in the Hall of Fame game last year. Because everybody was like, Josh Dobbs. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson played well, and they were like, get rid of this guy.
You don't remember when the lights went out?
No, I don't.
That's a night that the lights went out in Canton. Sorry, I'm done.
I swear to God, I do not remember that.
I don't remember when the lights went on either. Are you talking about another game, or was that last year?
No, there was the chance that we almost didn't play the game because the lights, there was an issue there.
To start the fourth quarter,
there's always
going to
be.
Like,
I remember I told you the one time they when the field like didn't cure,
mm-hmm.
and somebody wrote that article about like, oh, let's just get rid of the Hall of Fame.
Well, that game. I remember. I remember that there seemed to be, and it wasn't a huge uprising. It wasn't a huge consensus or anything. But a bunch of people are like, why are we still playing this game in Canton? Let's get in a normal football stadium. And we have upgraded. The Canton experience.
It's pretty normal football stadium now.
Right. That's
a very nice stadium.
Which was huge. It was important. It was. Yes. Was that because of Tom Benson? Was that his funding that led to that?
Yeah.
I mean, that was huge.
He was
going to
get himself a statue somehow, and he got it.
Because I could see them yanking that game and saying, all right, we have professionals. Even if these guys aren't on the team necessarily or they have guaranteed roster spots, we can't have a potential comedy of errors go down because it's a high school football stadium. Even though it was a much nicer than your run-of-the-mill high school football
Well, you know,
stadium.
I get very defensive, so I don't want to get all nasty.
No, I get it.
I understand. I get very defensive about that game. I get very defensive about all the festivities in the entire weekend. So everybody who's going down, have a good time. And if you're not, you can always listen to it, 92.3 The Fan, because it's a fantastic football game. You won't get to see Caleb Williams. You will get to see...
he'll be there, right?
Tyson Badgett. Oh, yeah, he'll be there.
Wasn't there a Hall of Fame game where like somebody's brand new draft pick didn't even make the draft?
Oh, I'm sure there's been a couple, actually. In the days of the holdout? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I imagine he will definitely be there.
The Hall of Fame game, we used to have tickets every single year, same seats. They were right on the aisle, which were good, but it sucked at the same time. Because like my whole life now, if I'm going to a game, it's all aisle. Give me an aisle. I need an aisle. Give me an aisle. I need a way to stick my left or my right foot out into the... Like, I'm not like out there trying to trip people, but I got to have a little bit of space, right? So I got to find an aisle seat. If I can't find an aisle seat, I might not go. If I'm getting the tickets, I can't find an aisle. Nope, no thank you. I'm not, excuse me, pardon me. Nope, I don't want to do it. They were right on the aisle. They were good seats, but I think in a lot of other games, like people sit, nobody sits during the Hall of Fame game. They were always up and down. And so like you got people always, and like my uncle would get upset because he always got the tickets. Yeah, these people come here just to eat. That's all they do. They come here to eat. That's all they do is they come here to eat. That's all they are. One guy got drunk. There were the Vikings were in town once. I remember I saw Chris Carter on the sidelines and some drunk like fell down the steps. I didn't even think they served alcohol at Fawcett Stadium. I think he was like tailgating.
Oh, so he?
Yeah. And then did
it. He was resourceful. He figured it out.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to get a taste, there's always a way you can find one. But he fell like down the steps. My dad used to do this thing where like the shirt would just be over his shoulders and that's it. And he'd be
like
shirtless. Basically, yes, nice. In a way. And he was yelling for...
That was his gimmick? His stage gimmick?
That was dad's gimmick. And then he would yell for... he was yelling for paramedics to come up. The paramedics had to come up and get him. It was a whole thing. They brought the gurney up and everything. He fell, cut his head, drunk, just soused.
The meat wagon.
Yeah, brought in the meat wagon, up the steps. Those were some good... Told you the Al Davis story... Have I told you that enough, or do I have to tell it again? You want me to tell it again? I can tell it again.
Go ahead.
I'm coming up the hill. Back in the old days, at old Fawcett Stadium, there was this big hill that went and humped around the, I think it goes east-west, or it was the west side, right? And that's where, like, they would, because there wasn't enough loge space then. There was plenty of loge space now, but there wasn't then. So they had this big tent thing going on. And they basically... He's in there in this tent, and he's just watching from the hill, just watching underneath this tent. And he's sitting there in this chair, and there's people standing around him on the stage. And then there, because he had like a platform, like a stage thing, and he's sitting in the chair. And I remember there was all these like Stark County sheriff's deputies like standing around him and highway patrolmen, like he was Goldberg getting ready to go to the ring. And I remember I saw him, and I've always been an Al Davis fan. And I was like 12 years old or something like that. Dad's like, Kenny, there he is. And he was sitting there in this chair, looking like Dracula. I call, hi, Mr. Davis. He looks down at me and goes, what's up, guy? I was like, Mr. Davis just said hi. Then he died.
That's
years before
killed
he died.
Him?
And how old were you? Because that's a legend.
I was like 12 years old.
Yeah, that's a legendary guy to see. Everybody knew who Al Davis was if you paid attention to football.
Yeah.
He was like larger than life.
Yeah. I love telling those stories. You're going to have to shut me up. We're going to have to go somewhere else with it. I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead.
My only stories of the Hall of Fame game at all is just that 1999, their return when they played Dallas. We were all at a Champs and we were standing on table dancing and going crazy because we have football again. And Tim Couch played in that game. You know who else kicked in that game? Phil Dawson.
That's a big day.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Ty Detmer
played, and we won that game.
Right.
And we, because, you know, when you're, I think we were seniors in high school. Yeah, seniors in high school, or I was a junior. My buddies were all seniors.
I was in middle school.
We were going nuts, and we didn't really know how football worked, like, to that extent. We knew who the good players were and everything.
Yeah.
But we were like, yeah, why can't we go to the playoffs this year? Look at what Tim Couch just did. Because he was like, 13 of 16.
Yeah, we didn't understand those things.
Yeah, didn't understand it. But literally who they were playing against.
You know what? People still do it. That's the thing of it. Like, again, like, well, this guy could start. He could do it. Because you do get it. Like, people, we latch on to stories. Like you always heard, like in the Brady six, Tom Brady goes out there during the fourth quarter of the Hall of Fame game, and it's just zip, 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 zip. And I think they were playing the 49ers that year, and Gino Carmazzi was taken in the third round. And Steve Mariucci tells a story. He's like, yeah, he went out there, and from the very first play, we all went, oh, no. He had no idea what to do.
No shot.
To the point where, like, he won't do media appearances now. Like,
oh, come on.
He won't. There's a lot of guys who own that stuff. He does not. He does not want to talk. That's it. Mm-mm. One of Hofstra's finest, and now they don't even have football anymore. Anyway, Jared Allen got an extension yesterday, and some people were really, really excited. We're almost splitting the fan base here into those who want to keep the core four and those who definitely need change. There was some, because I said, hey, for the folks that were upset that he didn't take the cortisone shot allegedly, because we don't actually have that confirmed, I think. It seems that there were two people that had a problem with that, and they're no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
Coach and one player that we basically have on record there in a podcast. That's about it. And some people took umbrage with that because they felt that he should have taken the cortisone shot. And I go, well, this is apparently his team and the teammates that he still has.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As didn't have a problem with that. I think that if there was such a problem, if Donovan Mitchell had a problem with it, maybe he would have been jettisoned. But I think there were some people who were upset that they were, quote-unquote, keeping the core four. And Danny Cunningham went on the show yesterday on Afternoon Drive. Danny Cunningham, Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan, Locked on Cavs podcast. He said core four is here to stay for at least one more year, I believe. Let's go ahead and hit it.
This locks the Cavs into who they are for at least this upcoming season. The core four is going to be back, and I understand possibly being upset about that. But I also think what this does is this locks in Jarrett Allen at what I still believe to be under market value for him. Like, if Jarrett Allen were to hit free agency, I think he could get more money than what he agreed to with the Cavs today. Cavs are going to be similar to what they were last year. Maybe Kenny Atkinson can really bring some internal growth, but that's where I'm at with this.
I think he makes a great point on the second half of it. I think Jared Allen could command more. Do you agree with that in free agency?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a crazy amount more, because in the end he's still just a center in the NBA and not one that really shoots threes. But well, I think he's definitely continued to get better, which has been a really nice story.
I think Jared Allen certainly adds something to the offense. Now, they've invested in Evan Mobley, obviously, so I don't know how those two will really fit together. So while I really like Jared Allen, I'm not married to Jared Allen where it's like he's untouchable, he can't be traded. And I do focus on, like, hey, there's a six-month window after he signs where you can't trade him. The six-month window ends just before the trade deadline. Just before. So technically, you could move on from him if you wanted to, correct? Correct, correct, correct. You took it a step further and you said, well, what's this mean for Darius Garland?
Yeah, I was surprised the reaction yesterday that, first of all, people that were either irate that they thought this meant that they were just running it back. That's all they're doing is running it back and hoping Kenny Atkinson fixes it. And then some people on the other end going, good, good. These guys had a down year. Darius Garland had a down year. So just allow him to have a good year again in the Cavs, everything will be fixed. And I don't believe that either. I mean, I think this is just a standard contractual thing that is going to allow them to have some flexibility, a little bit of flexibility. They did not have a ton of flexibility this past offseason.
No.
And I think that is a bigger reason why they didn't make any big trades. There were no names available. Remember, we were going over the names. I mean, how many did we come up with? And how many did any of the national NBA guys come up with? Brandon Ingram was like the only one. Well, trade deadline and then next offseason, there could be a slew of other names, or will be. It's not could be. There are going to be a slew of other guys that are either not happy where they are or their contracts tick another year closer to the end. And they're going to be way more primed to potentially make moves. So I think this is great for Jared Allen. I mean, if you think about his story, he's somebody who has been questioned in two different postseasons for two different reasons. Mm-hmm. He's been questioned about his toughness. And for him to still be able to get this contract just shows you how valuable he truly has been and how hard he has worked. And you can see it pay off just game by game. But I don't think this means anything about this is the Cavs for the next 5 years. And that, no, that's just not how really works at all.
See, because I don't know, you know, when you look at social media, I don't know if that's like the majority of people out there. Like I did get a gamut of Kobe's got to go. This is ridiculous because they want change. But I think we still go in circles and I think you just mentioned it kind of mirrors what we talked about with the Guardians yesterday. If there's no market, there's no market. What's the market for Darius Garland right now? I didn't think there was much of a market for Darius Garland, just like you said. So if there's not much of a, like, they're starting pitchers. Who has given up starting pitchers for what we had? And then we found out what the Yankees were concerned about Jack Flaherty's health. So that I think that adds a little bit of zest to it, but we'll see as time goes on. So what was the market for Darius Garland? Doesn't seem like there's much of a market for Darius Garland because, again, there's plenty of teams out there. Are they going to trade the Cavs' problems to them because he is he's an undersized point. Can he be a guy that helps out another wing? And then who do we get in return? Like if somebody has their wing and they want their point, fine. But we want their wing. Well, they'd want their wing to play with Darius Garland, not the other way around. So now I got to get things figured out on who I'm going to actually trade this guy for. So the only reason I could see the core four staying throughout the entire year is that we get to February and that there is no trade possibility yet. I don't think the core four is staying throughout the entire season.
Yeah, I don't know.
Were to start off throughout, how many games do you get through the first core four or through the first half of the season before the trade deadline? Say you go through like 55 games. Say you win 40 of those games somehow. I don't know if the core four stand.
Yeah,
maybe if you're 40 and 15, maybe that would be the case,
Allen,
but I'm not sure.
And I think Allen is still eligible. There'll still be like a week where he could be traded before the deadline that he's locked in until then because of the contract extension. I just think it's a little foolish to assume that they love this group. I think it's more that they didn't have trade partners for Darius Garland. And now, well, you're not just going to trade a guy. So let's just see how it plays out, especially up until the deadline. I mean, if things go really south, then they're definitely going to make a trade. Like, I don't think this locks in anybody, but I could see them stick it out this season. And then again, if they lose in the first round of the playoffs, which looking at the top of the East, very much in play, then they'll make the trades then. But this does not mean they're committed to this team long term. And I think that's the one silly thing I saw yesterday that people thought this signified.
Kobe has said it many times over, which you're not going to say, yeah, we can't stand these guys. We need to trade them publicly. I don't think they even can't stand them. I think they probably like them, but they know that you probably need to get better.
Kind of, they loved Colin Sexton.
Yeah, they did.
Until it was time to move him out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you love him until it's time to go.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.